AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Vice President Harris has decided on her Democratic presidential running mate.
AP sources say Vice President Kamala Harris has picked Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to be her running mate. That's according to three people who've spoken to the Associated Press. Walz is a Midwestern governor, a military veteran, and a union supporter who helped enact an ambitious Democratic agenda for his state, including sweeping protections for abortion rights and aid to families. The sources say the Harris campaign plans to make the announcement via video message before a rally today in Philadelphia. Donna Water, Washington.
Tropical Storm Debbie has moved slowly into some of America's most historic southern states, bringing prolonged downpours and flooding after slamming into Florida on Monday. Record-setting rain from the storm that killed at least five people in Florida and Georgia was causing flash flooding and power outages. In a social media post, Georgia Power spokesperson Tess Newton, who is on the ground with crews, says restoration work already is underway.
They've been preparing all weekend and yesterday, and so they were prepped and ready. As soon as conditions became safe, they are heading out to begin that restoration work.
Japan's benchmark Nikkei index has soared as much as nearly 11%, a day after it plunged to a near-record 12.4%. The index gave up some of those gains as it wavered throughout the day. It closed about 10% higher. The gains followed sharp losses on Wall Street that were not the same as Monday's massive losses in Tokyo. The National Transportation Safety Board is holding a two-day hearing into the blowout of a panel from the side of a Boeing 737 MAX airliner. The Safety Board's hearing begins Tuesday in Washington. This is AP News. A French museum network has been hit by a ransomware attack.
The Paris Prosecutor's Office says a ransomware attack has targeted the central data systems of the Grand Palais and other locations, some of which are hosting events for the Summer Olympics. The attack, detected on Sunday, hit data systems used by around 40 museums across France. Despite the breach, Paris authorities say there has been no disruption to the Olympic events so far. The Grand Palais is hosting fencing and taekwondo competitions, while the Chateau de Versailles, also part of the network, is the venue for equestrian sport and modern pentathlon. Efforts are ongoing to secure and restore the affected systems. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And police say human remains were found inside a large crocodile, suspecting of killing a tourist in Australia's second fatal attack in about a month. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.